Good morning again. We like every week to bring what we call a prophecy update. We show how news and trends in the world are tracking with the centuries-old prophecies found in the Bible. We expect from a literal reading of the Bible that there will be in the last days a revived Roman Empire. It will span Europe and go into the Middle East. When we look at the world today, we see just such an empire being formed. For the first time in over 1,600 years, the countries that make up both the western part and the eastern part of the old Roman Empire have come together. As of November 2008, the foreign ministers from the European Union and the Mediterranean states came together officially forming a union for the Mediterranean. More recently, Ireland signed what is called the Lisbon Treaty. According to a British news website, and I quote, "The creation of a European superstate has moved a step closer after the Irish people voted to accept the Lisbon Treaty, paving the way for a powerful new president of Europe. More than two-thirds of the Irish electorate voted yes in the country's second referendum on the treaty. The ballot, hailed by European Commission President José Manuel Barroso as a great day for Ireland and for Europe, followed a frantic campaign by pro-Europeans to reverse Ireland's overwhelming no vote just last year. Now only Poland and the Czech Republic of the EU's 27 countries have yet to approve it. Critics say the treaty, which aims to streamline EU institutions to mimic the functions of a single nation, represents the biggest threat to British sovereignty since the invasion of William the Conqueror in 1066. Tony Blair is strongly tipped to be anointed as the new European president, possibly within weeks." Now, the EU is growing increasingly powerful. Telegraph.com UK posted a story on October 7th titled, "EU Draws Up Plans to Establish Itself as World Power." Here are some excerpts from that article. "The European Union has drawn up secret plans to establish itself as a global power in its own right, with the authority to sign international agreements on behalf of all member states. Confidential negotiations on how to implement the Lisbon Treaty have produced proposals to allow the EU to negotiate treaties and even open embassies across the world. A letter conferring a full legal personality for the Union has been drafted in order for a new European diplomatic service to be recognized as fully fledged negotiators by international bodies and all non-EU countries. According to one confidential paper, the first pilot embassies are planned for New York, Kabul, and Addis Ababa. The decision, taken shortly before Ireland's referendum last week, will mean a new European diplomatic service with over 160 EU representations and ambassadors across the world." Lorraine Mullally, the director of Open Europe, described the move as a huge transfer of power, which makes the EU look like a country rather than an international agreement of nations. "Giving the EU legal personality means that the EU, rather than individual member states, will be able to sign international agreements on foreign policy, defense, crime, and judicial issues for the first time," she said. 2,500 years ago, the prophet Daniel said there would be a revived Roman Empire. What do we see happening? A revived Roman Empire. When I was first saved in the 70s, prophecy students talked about the 10 nations of Europe. There were 8 or 9 at the time, and they were waiting for one more. And we thought, wow, if these 10 nations can get together, what a block of power that would be. But in reality, the Bible predicted something far greater, a revived Roman Empire. And we sometimes have tunnel vision. You know, I think in terms of Rome as Rome, Italy, and of course, you know, Italy is the center of the world, but the Roman Empire, it spanned a lot of territory way into the Middle East, and so we were wrong as students of Bible prophecy. The Bible was right. There was going to be a revived Roman Empire that spans all of that geography, and it is going to function not as 10 member states, you know, like the United Nations, nobody figuring out what anybody else can do. I mean, it's going to function as one, can I use the word humongous, nation that is a real world power in the last days, exactly as the Bible predicted. These are the last days. We are living in them. We expect the Lord to return imminently to resurrect Christians who have died and to rapture Christians who are alive. Because we read the Bible literally and we see the prophecies being fulfilled, we also understand that Jesus will first come to resurrect the dead in Christ, rapture the church, and then the great tribulation will begin. All of these things are just posturing to get the world ready, but the rapture of the church could take place at any moment. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is definitely coming.